Science Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, Saints, and welcome to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
Today's date is November 1st, 2018.
Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Did you hear the sound of the shofar? Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
The phone number is 620-878-4682, and in an emergency, the cell phone number is 316-619-4886.
Now, you can always find updates with the breaking news, Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, contact information, all at our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. Now, remember, we are a national satellite radio program, which simulcast live on the net internationally. It's on YouTube, on some FM stations, so please pray about supporting airtime. On another note,
let's thank our listener base that is worldwide in places like, come on, help
Dubai.
Me. Dubai, United Arab Emirates.
Emirates.
Omsk, Russian Federation, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, Colombia, Sri Lanka, Athens, Greece, and of course,
what do you have against Greece?
Athens or Athens? It's still in Greece, and of course, the good old USA, such as Houston, Texas, Washington, D.C., Kansas City, Missouri, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Wichita, Kansas, still remains the largest group of listeners to our radio programs when it's podcast later tonight.
Okay, amen. I'll change those next week. But Athens, we do have a lot of, we do that one a lot because there's a lot of people there, but it's Athens.
I say Athens all the time.
Yes, I know. Anyway, please follow and share us at Twitter at Pastor Dan Catlin at Brant77. Now, prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I ask for you to to please bless this program tonight. I pray that it goes according to your will and not our will, Father. And please give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, amen and amen. Well, this is Pastor Dan. Welcome back to my wife, Linda. Say hello to them.
Hello, people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, again, folks, I'm pointing out that Joel Richardson at joeltrumpet.com just released a video teaching, and it's a dynamite teaching, talking about the location of the real Mount Sinai. Book's coming, but the DVD and or you can get it on a USB has already came out. Okay, well, I guess the big... There's lots of big news.
The biggest news right now is the caravan.
Well, why would you say that's the biggest news?
Because there's fixing to be a war.
Okay, well, we'll go into that in a minute. But, you know, the caravan brings up the issue of immigration. And for Christianity, it really, after, you know, after all the research that I do, the toughest thing... there's two things that are tough for young, what we call evangelity or just young Christians. Two items are the most important thing with them and the biggest problem they have right now. Do you know what that is?
Probably killing people and
no.
I don't know, Ben. I'm not even going to guess.
Okay. Because getting along, I mean, you know, getting along with their peers, the two biggest problems they have are immigration policies and LGBTQ whatever, acceptance of other garbage. Well, because if you're non-Christian, then you absolutely, if you're a Christian, you're supposed to be against homosexuality. That's according to the word. But if you're non-Christian, it practically the whole secular world is in automatic agreement with homosexuality and all that, live and let live and all that. So those are the two biggest problems. And so, yeah, but you are right. So the biggest thing in the news, actually, is the election. But the biggest thing, problem that we are facing is this. Go ahead and read this.
Armed migrants in the caravan opened fire on Mexican cops, says authorities. Mexican authorities arrested two Hondurans who allegedly shot at federal police officers escorting the migrant caravan across the southern state of Chiapas. The attack followed shortly after government warning about Molotov cocktails attacks around a second caravan near the border of Guatemala. The attack took place near Ignaco Zaragoza, Chiapas, when members of the Mexico's federal police were escorting the migrant caravan as part of the Operativa Camaritana, or Operation Walker, across the southern border state. According to Mexican Interior Secretariat, two men identified only as 22-year-old Jerison and 17-year-old Carlos spotted the group of police officers guarding the caravan and began firing at them. The attackers' pistol jammed, allowing police officers to arrest them without any injuries. Federal authorities seized a .380 caliber Glock with 9 rounds still in the magazine. The attack came soon after Mexican authorities issued a warning about migrants in Guatemala who were preparing Molotov cocktails and acquiring firearms to use against police officers in their attempt to break through the border of Mexico. Over the weekend, several clashes occurred where migrants threw rocks and used various makeshift weapons against border security forces.
Okay. So what we are seeing, there is truth. These caravans, now there's armed individuals in them, and so these need to be treated as just as we are an invasion force. But there is actually, after doing some research today, there's an absolute great side to this caravan coming at us. When I read a report. Well, rather listen to a report, and I read a whole bunch of them, but the report that I left said, of course, we're sending now up to 15,000 troops, but nobody had been saying what that was going to consist of at the moment. But now we know they're basically going to go in there and start building a wall. Basically, they're going to seal up the border. They're going to use whatever it takes. Concentrated wire, which is that round coil barbed wire that they put up, they're going to seal off the border is what the intention is. They're sending helicopters in and everything. President Trump is going to completely seal the border, which is totally legal and right. Then they will process these. They'll put these people in tents instead of catch and release. Like now, if you come into the country, if you can set foot in American soil, They'll arrest you, and the way the law works is they would set a court date for you, but then they release you into the United States, and you're supposed to show up for a court appearance.
And they don't show up.
Yeah, most of them do not show up, and they don't feel there's a need to.
So what's Trump going to do with them?
Well, he's going to put them in tents until they're processed, and and
send them back to Honduras.
Yeah, most of them will all go back to Honduras, because here's the point: you're not a why are you a refugee? You answered this yesterday pretty good for me. So tell the folks what a refugee is.
Well, a refugee is somebody that's fleeing from a government or a terrorist or something that's threatening their life, and they feel threatened for their life. And so they seek asylum. These people are not, they don't qualify whatsoever. They're a terrorist group. They're invading America. They're a terrorist. There's a difference between terrorist and refugee.
Okay.
They're not really refugees. They're coming here to take over America, try and invade America. That's terrorists. That's not
Okay, well, that's a little different thought. What terrorist is, a terrorist is somebody that wants to make you in fear.
Like shooting guns at the police.
Okay, now let me define what I'm saying. Terrorist is somebody that installs fear. That's why a terrorist attack is to, like, kill a lot of people and then scare the whole population out of doing your normal thing. That's the legitimate thing. These people aren't really terrorists, but they're an invading force. You're absolutely right. A lot of these people are, there is a percentage of them that are women and children and men, families, but they've been hoodwinked into believing that the border's open. And, see, they've been lied to in Honduras. They've been told they can come to America and they will have the great American dream. And they tell them what to say. But they're coming for a better life, they're coming for a better life, not to escape the things that you said. You're absolutely right. But also we throw into this mess that, you know, just to come and get a better life, well, if you want to do that, you have to go through the immigration process legally. So what President Trump will do is he's going to house them. They're not expecting that. He's going to house them in tents, and he's not going to catch and release them into the United States and put them back. But it will set up immediately. There will be a whole bunch of – there will be lawsuits filed by the liberals. But the problem is if those lawsuits go against Trump, they'll go straight to the Supreme Court, and we now have a 5-4 majority in the Supreme Court thanks to Kavanaugh. That's why the Democrats were so dead set against getting this new, justice in, chief justice in, so that, you know, we would have that kind of a majority in the thing, because they will rule to the Constitution, and the Constitution says the president has a right to do this. He's also going to do the same thing. He says, well, I'm going to do birthright citizenship by an executive order, because defined, if you really define it before recent times, it has always been different than just because you was born a tourist here. Nowadays, if they have a baby while they're here being a tourist, and that baby becomes an American citizen automatically, it was never meant for that. In fact, there's a lot of Chinese people that are coming here paying hotels like $50,000 to come over here and stay until they have their baby, and then they give a baby that's, you know, and they come on a tourism.
Anchor baby.
Yeah, an anchor baby. And so that's what that's all about. So he's trying to stop it. But, you know, it'll immediately be challenged in court. But as soon as it's challenged in court, and of course, the liberal court will go to a liberal court, one where they have a liberal judge, and believe that they'll get it in their favor. But it'll go to the Supreme Court, and it'll go back to the same thing. The Supreme Court, 5-4, will rule to the Constitution, because we have 5 justices that will rule for the Constitution. And again, that's why the liberals were so against Kavanaugh. And if they take office, now see, here's the problem. What's happening next Tuesday, Mom?
It's election day. Vote red, vote red.
Okay, so if we do not keep, I think we're going to have, we're going to gain numbers in the Senate. But the House is one that does all the investigations and things like that, like Hillary Clinton and all the ongoing investigations where we've got emails released and everything, and we're really on the verge of doing something big. But if we lose the House, then the investigations, those committees are still there, but then they'll be turned over. Instead of the heads being Republicans, the heads will be Democrats, and it'll totally switch around. And so they've even talked about trying to reinvestigate Kavanaugh to get him thrown out of the Supreme Court, which is bogus. But the point is I'm trying to emphasize how important next Tuesday is.
Very important for America.
Yeah, absolutely. But so let's go like this. So one of the most important things that I believe, look, with evangelicals, you know, and this is from a really good article. It says that, that immigration, I don't even need the article, being one of the number one policies that young people face, because, you know, number one, they're in schools that are accepting them. I mean, schools, if you're over here in Leland Eagle, you still get to go to school and everything. So they end up having friends that are illegals, and then, you know, well, there's nothing wrong with them being here. They don't understand that they're not coming here. It's like this invading force. They're flying Honduras flags, and they're coming to fight America. They're going to take what they say is theirs. They're not coming to assimilate, and that's the whole point of immigration, is to take some, yeah, our country was built on immigrants, but it was people that wanted to come to America and become Americans. They can still say, yeah, I have German blood in me and those things and uphold some things, but number one, they uphold America and American values, so on and so forth. These ones that are coming in, just like the Muslims coming in, they're not coming in to assimilate. They still want to go by Sharia law and say Sharia law overdoes their own, the American law. It doesn't. It's the same way with these immigrants. They're not immigrants. These are illegal people trying to get in. Immigrants, somebody that comes in legally, not illegally. This is called an illegal alien. That is in the law. They're called an illegal alien.
Which is a criminal.
Okay. Well, and so the big thing that we really need to get over, and this goes out to pastors and all of you that claim to be Christians, you need to get biblical and find out where the Bible says and what the Bible says about immigration. If you read your Bibles correctly, this is a non-issue, because it always talks about keeping invaders out and so on and so forth. And assimilation means you follow the laws of the land. Well, the Torah tells us that everybody, even the stranger within your gate, follows Torah. Torah tells us to follow the law of the land. It's the same thing. They're not being biblical, and it's not right. But let's go to this one thing real quick, and we got time for that before break. So where's that? Right here, radio notes. Read this, Mother.
Revelation 22:12-21. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and adulterers, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Yeshua have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the spirit of the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add to these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that were written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Yahweh shall take away his part out of the book of life, and put the whole and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testify these things saith, surely I come quickly, even so. Amen, even so, come, Lord Yeshua.
Okay, so here's the point. People say all the time on the internet, and I usually shut them down, which is part of that. I just believe we're even the whole context. But it's right here. It says, blessed are they that do his commandments, Torah, that they might have the right to the tree of life and enter through the gates of the city. New Jerusalem, the place where we dwell for eternity, has gates, it has walls. In the previous chapter, it described the walls exactly how they were and made out of fine, precious stones. But it says, it's a biblical principle to keep people that are commandment breakers, law breakers, out of your country,
exactly.
Out of where you're at. But that even says it in the Torah, to the dwellings that you're in. This is just the heavenly place, you know, the finale of things. But this is the way that it is. You know, this is the way it is. And so Christians need to get biblical and be able to explain these things to young people, because, you know, young people in the Western world are being overtaken by their peers. And in fact, even in psychology, it tells you, you only have until school age to make your children the way that you want them to make them, because once they get out into the public around their peers, then it's peer-generated from then on. Okay. Folks, check us out at prophecyhour.com, prophecyhour.com. You can find out about the Wichita Mission Church. figure out how to donate over there, too, for Thanksgiving or whatever. And FoxCR.com. And, hey, we'll be back in
3 minutes.
All right.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Back. This is Pastor Dan and Linda Catlin. You're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, folks, we'll talk about the Mission Church a little bit later. I know I usually talk about it after I come back from break, but we'll talk about it in a little bit. I want to get right on with this. Now, you know, we're talking about, we talked about the wall first, or not the wall. Well, we did talk about the wall. Yay, the military is probably going to be building that wall. Amen. But and that's because of the caravan that is headed on the way over there. So there's a good thing to it too. Okay, but you know we left the program talking about young people in the sense that you know how with everything out in front of their face and not and parents, Christian parents especially, not putting the right things into their children. They see things and they think, well, it's okay, especially seeing it in Hollywood. Hollywood is based in California, and also New York does produce a lot of movies and such, media. But anyway, Dimitri Duderman had called California, Sodom and Gomorrah or whatever. But, you know, whether it's the point is they are acting in such a manner. So right now, more about what I call the land of Sodom. But I do know there are really, really good people in California. In fact, we have some supporters in California. So I know there are some really good people in California. Well, you know what I have to say to you folks is you do really need to raise up, and maybe you are making that effort. I don't know. Contact me and let me know what you're doing. But in California, you really need to seize your country back. You know, you should have told us to until you got here, we had to occupy. Occupy means to take the ground. And so you need to take the ground away from evil. So you need to rise up and take your state back, or I would suggest strongly that you leave your state before judgment comes. Now, this is about California. Mother, read it. It's self-explanatory.
Ooh, sex robot brothel. Raising funds to open in California next year. A sex robot brothel is raising funds to open in California next year, where men will reportedly be able to pay $10,000 to take a robot's virginity.
Go ahead.
The brothel named Eve's Robot Dream is open to set up in West Hollywood, California next year if it raises $155,000 from a crowdfunding campaign in Indiegogo.
Doesn't matter. Go on.
At the brothel, people can experience cutting-edge technology in a clean and
futuristic
environment. Everything from the lighting of the furniture is designed to transport you into a fantasy world where you can explore things you never thought you'd get a chance to explore. Claimed Eve's Robot Dream CEO, Unicorn, in an interview with the Daily Star, oftentimes men treat these dolls the same way a child treats their dolls. They dress them up and have entire conversations with them. I personally don't think it's too weird, just an aspect of childhood being fulfilled. The concept of virginity will always be appealing in society where women are highly sexualized while their sexual purity is simultaneously held in a high regard. Unicole declared on the topic of costumes.
Customers.
Oh, On the topic of customers being able to pay to take a robot's virginity, it's no different for a female robot. Men always want to be on the forefront of a new technology, and this is the most ultimate way for them to do this. Everyone is glamoring to be the first person to sleep with these robots because it is truly an historical act. Unicole also claimed many couples enjoy adding a third who is a robot or a doll for their threesome adding. It gives couples a safe place to practice sexual freedom without the added factor of jealousy.
All right, now these robots aren't completely they're not completely robotic in a sense, but they have brains that you can talk to them. In fact, the article put her on talks about how you can go online and once you purchase a BERT robot, you can start interacting with your robot like it's a real thing. So it does talk and it has a brain. It moves its sexual organs. Okay. They have not yet made them to where they actually walk around, but that's next. You know, so I tell people then, you know, go to the movie or HBO series called Westworld. But, you know, this is just craziness. In January, it was reported online searches for sex robot porn had doubled in 2017. While sex robots are being built with complex features such as G-spots and heating, voice communication, different modes of interactions, and so on and so. And people can even, if you go to a brothel, you can purchase your own vagina to keep with you, so you take it in and they insert it in the robot. So you got your own personal vagina, you know, to carry around with you. But the point is this, again, this is something that goes against God. And it's crazy how many people are accepting this, but notice where it's at. Back in California is the first place it's going to come out. It'll also come out at the East Coast, and it will come inward. Where is the morality? Because you're not supposed to, look, the Father did a perfect thing. The perfect thing we find in Genesis. Mom, read this Genesis thing.
And the Lord Yahweh said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate for him. And out of the ground, the Lord Yahweh formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave their names to all cattle and to all the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. And for Adam, there was not found a helpmate for him. And the Lord Yahweh caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord Yahweh had taken from men made he a woman and brought her unto him and unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of the man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, and the man and his wife were not ashamed.
Okay, so this is, so if you're a Christian, it's settled in Genesis. Supposed to be man and woman, you know, jointly fit together for the purpose of being his helpmate, be his companion, taken out of his side, to be his helpmate, not his enemy, not somebody he should crush, but his helpmate. He didn't make two men and say, okay, here's your helpmate. He didn't create two women and say, this is for you. What he said is a man and woman. And he didn't, for sure, create a sex robot that is meant to, you know, immediately take the place of, whether they're saying it or not, it is meant to take the place of the Father's natural order of things, you know. But we put all these things in front of youth, and if we don't have the right answers for Christian youth, then all these things just, you know, become acceptable to them, because you have to be able to answer in the right mannerism. And not answering in the right way does, it just leads to this. Now, here's part of the problem. Now, you know, Netflix, you know, if you just let your children run wild on Netflix, this is what they're going to find. Beyond the fact that, folks, pre-warning, Obama is right now working for Netflix with his old lady, and they are making a movie that makes them look like geniuses, and that Trump is a bum and his administration are bumbling idiots. It's propaganda. They are using propaganda. They lure you into propaganda to make you think, well, I've seen it on TV, and believe me, that's where they learn. Now, first, I want you to see this. You don't say anything yet, but you see these pictures, Mother?
Oh.
In those pictures? Okay, it comes from this that we're talking about. Now, here's an article that says, demonic Netflix cartoon pushes pedophilia and sexualizes kids. Now, this is from Freedom Project Media. Go ahead.
A disgusting cartoon on Netflix, which critics have slammed as animated kiddie porn, features two obviously demonic characters teaching pre-pubescent children to engage in perverse sexual and homosexual activity of all kinds. The show is called Big Mouth. It is filthier and more obscene than than even the most seasoned observers of American rapid culture and moral impulsive could possibly imagine. It is pure evil. Observers have estimated the age of the child characters in the show to be around 11 years old. More than a few critics and analysts have suggested that the purpose of the show is to normalize pedophilia, groom children for predators to abuse, and break down the final remaining moral taboos that exist in American society. From the clips and images available on Twitter and in the news reports, it is clear that the evil plan is evil, plain and simple.
Right. Okay. And so, you know, Netflix, and they're slowly changing. It's like everything from Hollywood and from the media. They're slowly telling you that these things are normal and putting it in it. And yes, they're even openly talking about how pedophiles is okay and so on and forth, but they don't call them pedophiles, and they use other names to say that it's normal. It is not normal. It is not right. But if you allow your children just to freely watch it, say, okay, they can watch Netflix, go watch the cartoons. Well, this is just one of them. I've seen some of their other cartoons that are out there on the internet, not on the internet, or just on TV in general, like Cat Dog and all these other ones, you know, and they're consistently showing cartoon sexual organs. Where, you know, if we go back to your childhood, did any of the animals or any of the children that you've seen in any of those shows ever have any sexual organs?
No, it was unspoken. It was unheard of. It was nasty, disgusting, evil.
Right. And so clearly that wasn't in cartoons, but cartoons are now putting them forward to try to make it clear, just like saying homosexuals and transvestites to go talk in schools and read stories and all that to try to get children at their youngest vulnerable
stage.
Right. And let alone, you know, if they can do it in school, they come back and say, well, I learned it in school. You know, that's what you sent me there for, was school. So the child is already naturally open to do that. So if you don't homeschool, you need to have your children educated. I'm a strong believer in not to alienate children. You know, we have to grow up in society, and we should know society, but we don't have to partake in their garbage, you know. But you do need to be able to have socialization skills and not be alienated. But, you know, there's a point. My strong suggestion for most people, you'll find that the smaller the cities and the communities that you get in, and I'm talking about off of the coast, folks, into middle America, the better off you are for raising your children. Because it's a better environment where there is Christianity still takes hold to a point. But, you know, the responsibility, because the church has fell down, and not preaching about sin and talking about it because it's politically incorrect belongs to whose job is it?
The parents.
Yes. And so that means you have to teach your children. You have to make sure it's embedded in them. That's your responsibility to raise somebody that would be acceptable to society, that wouldn't change from society. Now, here we got another one. Christian Witch claims that Christ followers can practice witchcraft despite the biblical warning. Now, you know, people are embracing so many pagan things that normally 5 years or 10 years ago, Christians wouldn't have even considered it normal. But now Christians are considering all manner of things that are normal, like this. Despite biblical warnings against the practice of witchcraft, Reverend Valerie Love, who describes herself as a practicing Christian witch and an ordained minister of spiritual consciousness, is insisting that there is nothing wrong with Christians being witches and has recently launched a school to help Christians tap into magic. Stop thinking you can tell people how to worship. Stop thinking you can tell people how to connect with the divine. I could tell you how many people have told me, you can't be a Christian witch, but here I am. See, you can't tell me how to worship. You cannot tell me how to connect with the divine. That's between me and God. You cannot tell me how to pray. A defiant Love declared in a recent rant on Facebook. Okay, that's what the devil says. You do as you will. You can't tell me anything. That's what Christianity is doing right now. You can't tell me anything. You can't tell me there's Torah and if there's laws. I reject that. That was all done away with. Well, when the reason that it's embedded in there, they wanted to say it's all done away with, then there goes the Torah. The Torah is called the instructions. The instructions are the Father's guide to holy living. He explains to us in detail why these things and what's wrong with them. But yet, people will listen to this. You know how many Christians will be sucked in by this woman if they haven't already?
Mm-hmm.
Because why? Because, oh, she's saying it. The media is producing it. And so, therefore, it must be good. After all, I probably saw it on TV that there's Christian witches.
Right.
And I probably saw Christians on TV. Here's something you want to notice, too. Here's a subtle demonization of Christians. Next time that you see people acting really, really bad in a video or a horror movie or whatever, I'd say at least 60 to 70% of the time, they'll be wearing something around their neck. You know what it is?
A cross.
A cross. And why do they do that? Because that's Hollywood's way of demonizing the Christian and saying that it, no, it's all right. It's either saying that, A, okay, I'm a witch or warlock or whatever, but I got a cross, so I'm a Christian. Or it's doing the other thing, it's completely demonizing the Christians to the public. Well, look, that really bad guy that just murdered 20 people in that show, hey, he was a Christian. Oh, that guy right there, well, he was in that was a cult that he did, and he murdered all them people. Oh, he was a Christian. You know, he was a fundamentalist. He went by the Bible. They've been doing that for years upon years on years. And Christianity isn't speaking up and talking about it. They're allowing it to happen. And so it goes back to that. That's brainwashing. Whenever you put something subliminal in, your brain takes it in and records it. And when you go to look for information on things, your brain, first off, takes what it knows. It shuffles through all the knowledge up there. But now, sad to say, we're not even using our brains because our brains are now figuring out, and this is a scientific fact, or figured out that when you use a computer all the time or you use a phone all the time and every time you want an answer to something, instead of first going to your brain and see if you have the brain, have the logic it takes to sort it out, which we should all have common logic, then it doesn't do that. It reverts to the computer or your phone. Oh, hey, Google. And Google is nothing but leftist propaganda. So again, you're being so.
By the way, has changed definitions to a lot of things.
Sure, it has. But you know, I use Hey Google in the sense that I got an automotive problem. Yeah, I use it. You know, absolutely, I can find 200 videos on how to fix my truck. You know what I mean? And by people that did it. Those kind of things are right, but when you start talking about moral things and other things, you got to really keep looking. Yes, you can find a legitimate answer on Google, but you have to apply common sense, and you've got to get down through the garbage. I suggest doing something like DuckDuckGo, much, much better. Okay, well, we've now got about 5 minutes left. Anything else you want to say to the people about any of these subjects, or we'll just go talk about the church and Thanksgiving and such?
No such thing as a good witch. No such thing as a Christian witch.
No such thing.
End of story.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you can now get women in the United States, you can now get your abortion pills shipped to you with just a few clicks of the mouth. And that's a newer thing that's out. It's a country that we're celebrating murder and slaughter.
Mail order abortion program. Really? And they've already sent out 600? Oh, man.
Yeah. Well,
It eliminates the mandatory 24 to 72-hour waiting period and the requirement for parental consent for minors. So minors can even get it. Really?
Yeah. So there it is. Back to they corrupt your children. Okay. On another note, and I will say this, you know, I was on anyway, while I'm against illegal immigration in no way, shape, or form, I know that we have people come into the mission church that are illegal from time to time. Now, I can't put a name tag on any one of them or whatever, but I know I've seen some in there. Here's the point. The reason I don't know for dead sure is because we feed anybody that walks in the door.
Well,
we don't ask them your immigration status.
No ID, no anything.
No anything. You just come in and follow the rules and, hey, I want a sandwich, you get a sandwich. You know, I want a first plate or a go plate. You know, you get food. You get it served to you. You get the same services that everybody else gets. We don't look to see if you're an illegal or not. Just wanted to throw that out there from something earlier. But anyway, folks, I know we want to talk about the mission church, but I really, really got to implore you, would you please, please vote all red when it comes Tuesday? Okay, Thanksgiving. Now, how far off is Thanksgiving?
3 weeks from today.
3 weeks from today? Oh, boy,
no,
I can't
wait. First, it's the 22nd, and it's 21 days, exactly 3 weeks from today.
Oh, boy, I love Thanksgiving, because I love it for all the joy that, not even for my own, but it's just an atmosphere of peace, you know what I mean? I just love it, you know? Get to go through the line and get all the different food. Tell them about how you do it, you know? I mean.
Oh, you mean from going over there the day before to prepare all the food and then.
Go ahead.
And then the next day I try and hurry and get everything done by 3:30, which usually winds up being 4:30.
Yeah, people always say, what time do you eat, Pastor Dan? I say, I always say 3 p.m. But it never, yeah, and they say, oh, no, it never is 3 o'clock.
It's usually our regular feed time. But if I say 4:30, it'll go later. So I have to keep it at 3:30, but keep that in mind. It'll be 4:30. But
no, don't keep that in mind. 3, and I'm pushing for 3 p.m. See with my wife, you always got to tell her an earlier time.
Well, the problem with that is I stay up until like 8 in the morning cooking, and then I try to get some sleep. And so I usually get up around 1, and then it's hard to get everything
back
situated. Home. All lined up on set out for the buffet line, and then we have them. I used to set up tables out in the big room, but it took up too much room, so there's more people can sit out there. We just let them come through the kitchen because there's a door coming in the kitchen and going out of the kitchen, and then it's right by the drink table, so, and that's how it works. But I'm still in need of several things for Thanksgiving, so I have 11. I'm shooting for 20 turkeys. I have 11. I have the potatoes, I have the carrots and the onions, and I have a promise of pies. Anything else that goes with Thanksgiving dinner, I'm still in need of. And you guys have Thanksgiving dinner, so you know what all that consists of. We do not do pork, so we don't do ham or none of that. But we do feed on Thursday and Friday, so, and I don't have any plates, cups, silverware, salt, pepper, all that. I still need all that because the supply is low at church.
Okay,
so.
Well, I've got a short little bit. How much do you think it'd take for paper products?
Just for paper products, probably right around maybe $70.
$70. So basically, with tax and all that, but we're talking
about
$100.
That's for gold plates, beer plates, yeah.
So you know, we need those kind of things. You know, really, folks, we need to, and this donation needs to come, and it needs to say for Thanksgiving. Now, don't take away your normal donations to do it, because we still need to keep going. We got to pay the mission bills and all that. But
there is a Messiah's Branch food account set up on PayPal, so there is a link for that, too. I don't know exactly how to do that, but Pastor Dan can tell you.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell him that in a minute. So make sure I got all sorts.
And you can also, nowadays with the Internet, you can also order stuff. And then we can just pick it up. If you'd rather do that, just pay for it at a certain store, Walmart, Dillon's. About all of them have it. Just contact me or Dan to find out which one's closest for us to pick up.
Okay. Here's like this. So, you know, if you donate it, you can donate online or over the phone or mail a check or money order. If you're going to mail a check or money order, even that, all, if it's for Thanksgiving, has to be marked. If you make a PayPal donation, you can always mark on it for Thanksgiving. Or you can call me or send an email and say, hey, that's for Thanksgiving. Or, like, if you donate for radio airtime, mark it for radio airtime. All other donations go into our general account, and we pay whatever is the greatest need at the time. And, yes, like Mom says, you can, you know, buy things at Walmart, and then we can pick it up at our local Walmart. When you're doing those kind of things, I suggest that you call or send me your phone number by text or something, and I'll have my wife call you back, and then you guys can talk about it and decide how to do it. But we really need your help. We need your help in general to support the Wichita Mission Church. So pray about it. Pray about it. Again, go ahead.
Not only for Thanksgiving, I just want to throw it out there that there's a lot of people that still sleep outside and they can't get in the mission for one reason or the other, and they're asking for blankets. We no longer have blankets. So we're in desperate need of blankets, sleeping bags, anything that can keep a person warm in the below freezing temperatures that are ahead.
Right. That's absolute. We also need Bibles really bad, and we also need over-the-counter medications, because everybody's sick. Or not everybody, but a lot of people are getting sick, and we give relief by over-the-counter medications, colds, cough syrups, and everything. Of course, we give them prayers, but, you know, this is the world we live in. So pray about supporting them things, or just generally pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. So, okay, anything? You got about 30 seconds.
We also have a problem with women not having any place to sleep. I just want to throw that out there. Almost every day, Tuesday and Friday, if I answer that phone at church, it's a woman looking for a place to stay. So if you want to help that way, if you want to send funding ahead of time, maybe we can get a room for a night for a woman. Mark it on the donation, and we'll set it aside. Somebody calls and asks for a place to stay. We can provide that if we have it in a funding for that. And it breaks my heart, because it's been happening a lot almost every day.
Okay, we got to go, but really, we tried to do a shelter thing, but we couldn't get enough people to back us up in it. So we would do a woman's shelter if somebody wanted to donate a couple of $100,000, but there's that. But remember, there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, and through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. It is praying for Messiah's return. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, that you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom. Tell them goodbye.
Shalom. Sister Linda, shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.